Island by David Armand.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This World Book Day 20 book is a gift from my local bookseller, Hodder's Children's Books and David Armand. This book has been specially written and published to celebrate 20 years of World Book Day. For further information, visit www.worldbookday.com. For Mike and Sheila. Chapter 1. An early afternoon, late May. I've travelled north all morning with Dad, through endless seeming drizzle and mist. We curse this northern climate, and we cry out for the sun. We're heading towards Lindisfarne. It's also called Holy Island, because of the miracles that were supposed to happen there, for the masterpieces that were created there, for the atmosphere that still lingers there. It's only a real island at high tide. We turn off the bleak A1 and drive between high hawthorn hedges towards the hidden sea. There's still mist and drizzle when we get to the causeway. We've checked the tide timetables, and we thought that by now the tide would be out, but no. The water's still high, and the causeway is submerged. The island is lost in the mist. There are yellow warning signs, a skull and crossbones, a photograph of a car submerged in the sea, the passengers huddled together on its roof. Check timetables. Be patient. Take care. Danger of death. Dad parks the car and we wait. Lindisfarne. We've been coming here every year, ever since Mum died.